Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Results that matter: improving communities by engaging citizens, measuring performance, and getting things done by Paul D. Epstein and co-authors is a practitioner-focused public management and governance book about how communities can achieve better outcomes through a disciplined blend of citizen engagement and performance measurement. Positioned in the local government and nonprofit leadership space, it argues that neither public participation nor managerial tools alone are sufficient for sustained community improvement. Instead, the book presents a governance framework often described as an effective community governance model, designed to help leaders and residents define desired outcomes, choose strategies, measure progress, and learn from results over time, drawing on lessons from many U.S. communities. The authors emphasize practical, repeatable processes rather than one-off reforms. The overall purpose is to help public and nonprofit managers, community leaders, and engaged citizens move from talk and plans to measurable improvements in quality of life, while also strengthening trust, accountability, and the capacity to adapt as conditions change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fiercely integrating citizen engagement with performance measurement. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that citizen engagement and performance measurement work best as a combined system. Many communities are good at convening public meetings and collecting opinions, but struggle to translate that input into sustained action. Others manage programs with internal metrics, but fail to connect measures to what residents actually value. The authors frame these as complementary weaknesses that can be addressed together. Citizen engagement helps a community clarify priorities, define what success looks like, and surface trade-offs that technical experts may overlook. Performance measurement then turns those priorities into observable signals of progress that can guide decisions, budgeting, and service improvements. The book emphasizes that measurement should not be a technocratic exercise performed after decisions are made. Instead, measures and results reporting become part of the civic conversation, enabling residents to see what is happening and leaders to adjust course transparently. In this approach, engagement is more than consultation, and measurement is more than compliance. The integration creates a feedback loop: community goals guide measurement, results inform learning, and learning improves the next round of citizen discussion and problem solving. Secondly, a practical governance framework for governing for results, rather than presenting a narrow toolkit. The book outlines an overall governance framework that helps communities organize their improvement work. The framework highlights core capabilities that need to reinforce one another, including getting things done through problem solving, engaging citizens meaningfully, and measuring results in ways that support decisions. The authors focus on governance as the shared work of residents, elected officials, managers, nonprofits, and other stakeholders, not simply the actions of a single agency. In that context, a results orientation means starting with outcomes that matter to the community, then aligning activities, responsibilities, and information to those outcomes. The model encourages communities to move beyond isolated initiatives and toward routines that make improvement repeatable. This includes clarifying roles, creating ways to coordinate across organizational boundaries, and building agreements about what will be tracked and why. The framework also stresses adaptability. Communities are not just implementing fixed plans, they are learning from experience and adjusting strategies. By turning governance into a structured cycle of goal setting, action, measurement, and review, the authors aim to help communities sustain progress even as leadership conditions and public expectations evolve. Thirdly, from one-time fixes to continuous learning and renewal. The book argues that the hardest challenge for communities is not generating solutions, but sustaining improvement over time. Many public efforts succeed at launching projects, passing plans, or implementing a new program, yet fail to track whether these actions actually improve the outcomes residents care about. The authors emphasize continuous learning as the bridge between activity and impact. Systematic measurement makes this possible by providing performance feedback into community decision-making. When communities can see trends, compare results to targets, and connect actions to outcomes, they are better equipped to revise strategies, stop ineffective approaches, and invest in what works. The book also underscores that learning is social and civic, not only managerial. Residents need understandable information and credible reporting so they can participate in prioritizing improvements and hold leaders accountable. At the same time, officials and managers need processes that make it safe to acknowledge gaps and adapt without treating measurement as punishment. The result is a culture where data supports problem solving and trust building. Continuous renewal becomes a realistic objective when communities institutionalize feedback loops rather than relying on charismatic leadership or temporary reform momentum. Fourthly, using community cases to show what implementation looks like. A notable feature of the book is its use of community examples from across the United States to demonstrate how the ideas can be applied in real settings. These examples are not presented as a single blueprint because communities differ in size, capacity, politics, and starting conditions. Instead, the cases illustrate patterns of practice, how leaders convene residents around shared outcomes, how measurement can be designed so it is understandable and useful, and how cross-sector partnerships can keep work moving. The authors use the cases to show that results-focused governance is not limited to high-capacity jurisdictions. Communities can start with manageable priorities, build early wins, and expand as skills and trust grow. The examples also reinforce that implementation requires both technical and relational work, selecting indicators and collecting data, but also creating venues for dialogue, clarifying responsibilities, and communicating progress. By grounding the framework in on-the-ground experience, the book aims to reduce the gap between theory and practice. The practical takeaway is that communities can learn from each other, adapt promising approaches, and avoid common pitfalls such as measuring what is easy rather than what matters. Lastly, redefining roles and accountability in modern community governance. The governance approach described in the book implies new roles for citizens, community leaders, and managers. Citizens are not only voters or meeting attendees, but partners who help define outcomes, interpret information, and support collective action. Managers and professionals are not only service operators, but facilitators of learning who translate complex performance information into usable insights and design systems that enable collaboration. Elected leaders, in turn, have a responsibility to create legitimacy for results-focused work by supporting transparency, setting expectations for follow-through, and encouraging cross-boundary cooperation. Accountability is treated as more than reporting up a hierarchy. It becomes shared accountability to the community for outcomes, supported by visible measures and regular discussion of what is improving and what is not. The authors emphasize that this does not eliminate conflict or trade-offs, but it can make disagreements more productive by anchoring debates in clearly defined goals and evidence about progress. When roles are clarified and information is shared, communities can reduce the tendency for symbolic action and shift toward governance that rewards learning, persistence, and delivery. The result is a more resilient civic infrastructure for getting things done. In conclusion, this book best serves local government and nonprofit managers, civic reformers, community coalition leaders, and residents who want community improvement to be more than a set of initiatives or public meetings. Readers gain a practical way to connect civic priorities to day-to-day management through a repeatable cycle, engage citizens to define desired outcomes, measure performance in a way that informs choices, act on what is learned, and continue refining strategies. Engagement without measurement often produces energy without sustained follow-through, while measurement without engagement can produce dashboards that do not reflect community values or build legitimacy. By treating these as interdependent, the authors offer a realistic path to continuous improvement rather than one-time fixes. The book also stands out in its category because it frames governance as a shared community capability, not solely an internal government management system. That broader lens makes the approach relevant for cross-sector partnerships and quality-of-life efforts that cut across agencies. Compared with more technical performance measurement texts, it aims to stay accessible to non-experts while still emphasizing discipline and accountability. Ultimately, it is a guide for communities that want measurable results, stronger trust, and sustained capacity to adapt. If you would like to support Paul D. Epstein, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.